Hello everyone, welcome to episode 3 of The Tripod. My name is Carter.
My name is Zarina, and we have some more interesting articles for you this week for the online edition.
Yeah, no print edition. I know last time we had the paper, that was fun. It's all online this time, but definitely, whenever you get the chance, go to the Triangle website, check some of these articles out. Some pretty good stuff, some pretty good writers, but some pretty interesting stories that happened the last few weeks.
Yeah, you said you thought we wouldn't make it 3 weeks.
I know, I mean, yeah, but look at us now. Episode 3, we made it.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? And we're still going strong. Maybe episode 4, if this
Maybe.
One goes well.
Maybe. How is this going to retain our viewers if they think we might be putting out another episode?
And they just got to hope for the best.
Carter.
Have some faith,
trust.
And it'll happen. I trust. I have so much faith in the podcast. I'm the biggest fan of the podcast, actually.
Right.
I'm always commenting.
Yes.
You're not commenting enough. You should be commenting like,
everyone,
this is a great episode.
Everyone comment on this episode your favorite article.
And your favorite host of the Tripod.
Oh my
the chance.
Gosh.
So I like Carter. I like Zarina. We'll get a little
poll
going.
And also your reasoning for why.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. That could be interesting. It keeps us on our toes, because then you're like, oh, I gotta step it up, you know?
Right.
And people don't want me.
Like, I take critique well. What about you?
Probably not, honestly.
I don't.
I mean, you say what you have to say. If you have advice, let us know, but I probably will be like, that's some nonsense. Like, I'm not listening to that, honestly. I don't know.
All right.
But say what you have to say, though. Speak your truth to all of our listeners out there. Let's get right to it. So, probably the biggest article this week is one about the CCI commencement speaker. So, this guy, David Kaganowski, was supposed to be the speaker, and, I mean, do you just want to say pretty much what happens?
Yeah, a student found his old tweets, which were racist and problematic in all sorts of ways. He implied bad things that he'd want to happen to a woman in one tweet. So,
yeah, and there's some pretty, like, I mean, that's not even, like, there's some other stuff on there that was, like, just, like, insane. So, I mean, really left with no choice in this situation, Drexel CCI, so... Yeah, I mean, it kind of stinks. I mean, more than anything, just to have a situation like this. Like, it's supposed to be graduation is, like, a great time. So, like, any, like, controversy around is just, like...
Which is ultimately why Drexel pulled him off. They didn't even, to my knowledge, reprimand those statements or say that those weren't things that should be said necessarily.
Yeah.
They didn't take a stance. They just gave the reasoning that they wanted the graduation to be focused on the celebration.
Yeah, you don't want to have this cloud over the whole thing. Like, this is like the biggest moment in, like, these kids' lives. And all the people care about is, like, who the speaker is. It's like, no matter what, it's just like, there's just no need for anything. So I think, yeah, definitely did what they need to do there. And I'm glad they're moving on.
Glad it's being replaced with CEO Chris Serra. Your thoughts? I mean, he's really in the AI world, and I'm personally, like...
Yeah, I mean... You know, he's a guy that's making stuff happen in the world. Probably an inspiration of, like, a lot of kids graduating.
Yeah.
You know, like, you graduate and you see someone on stage, like, oh, that could be me.
Yes.
In how many years if I keep going. So, yeah, just to have someone out there that is definitely seems like a positive inspiration for students. I mean, that's all that really matters right there.
That is all that really matters.
And who would be your dream speaker?
Keep my thoughts on AI to myself. Dream speaker.
Anyone in the world could speak at Drexel graduation. Who would you pick?
World. Wait, this might take a second. We can edit it out. Who would you pick?
I would probably, I probably should have thought about that in the meantime before I asked the question. I mean, anyone in the world, I would probably say, like, I was talking to my friends with the other day, like, there's, like, a few people, like, everyone likes, and it's, like, John Cena and, like, Anne Hathaway are, like, pretty, like, you'll never meet anyone that, like, is like, oh, I hate Anne Hathaway or John Cena. So I think either of those two would be cool.
I was going to say.
John Cena commencement speaker? That'd be tough.
Yeah.
What would you go with?
Greta Thunberg.
Okay, that's fair. No, she's cool.
She's cool. They're a little different.
Yeah, a little out
John
there.
John Cena, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, they would be a good, like, back-to-back. Like,
yes.
One opens for the other.
A duo.
That would be cool. They could do that at the same time. I get behind that. We could get them on the pod, too. We should talk to their people.
For sure.
So you get to see on the pod.
For sure. Another article in news was about May Day. Last year, I had the honor of covering May Day, and it was super cool that I got to be 20 feet away from the people who were speaking, which included Bernie Sanders, amongst other prominent politicians and activists. this year, 300,000 workers came out.
Is that just in Philly or like around the whole country?
Around.
Oh, wow. Okay, gotcha. That's pretty, yeah. I mean, pretty cool to see like that sort of, you know, organization and stuff like that. Like, yeah, be able to get that many people up and moving.
Yeah.
It's hard to do these days.
Yeah. This is embarrassing. I didn't even know about unions. I feel like in high school and when I came to college, I learned about labor unions.
Okay, gotcha. Would you ever work in a union? Union man, union woman?
Union,
think you have it in you?
Like to be a union?
Like, you'd be like a truck driver?
So unions can happen anywhere.
Okay, gotcha.
Like there's a union at my job, which is a nature preserve nonprofit.
Oh wow, okay, so, gotcha.
It used to be more common in certain fields.
Okay. Could be a Teamster. That was like a Jimmy Hoffa back in the day.
Mm.
That was those, you ever seen Irishman?
No.
He was like, Jimmy Hoffa was like the Teamster like boss.
Mm.
And they all, like all the truck drivers, that was like their guy.
Yeah.
Like, he would
yeah.
fight for them.
I think that's what people think of with unions.
You think you could do that? You could be a CDL, drive a truck?
No.
I think that would be a fun
so.
Job.
I don't think so. Because you just get so much hate from everyone else.
For being a truck driver?
Yes.
Who hates on truck drivers? I feel like that's like a pretty... What?
I hate the truck. Why is it there?
To get stuff from point A to point B.
But there must be another way. Cargo trains? Yes, please.
I don't know.
You know?
I think it... Yeah, that's fair. I don't know enough about the shipping worlds.
Yeah,
although we'll do some research. We'll get a shipping expert on the pod to talk about everything.
Right.
Some other news was probably a lot more relatable to people like maybe listening to this, but so a recent trend, we've sort of talked about this before, but like in Philadelphia is like a lot of the bars that would accept fake IDs are either, you know, shutting down or they're just laying down the law. I mean, I don't know. I guess kids would go out with these fake IDs. I mean, not me personally, I can't support that, but I don't know what you think about the matter. But it kind of stinks. I mean, it doesn't affect me. I'm like
we're
the old. Yeah, we're past that nonsense. But for the kids out there, I feel like there's like nowhere for these kids can go. So it was like what? Wicked Wolf was a place that people enjoyed.
Okay.
Dirty Franks.
Okay. I know people.
But really... Dirty Franks still open, but they're laying down the law. Wicked Wolf done.
Right when I turned 21. It was within a week of my 21st birthday that Dirty Franks bumped up the age to 25.
Oh, yeah, that's brutal
so
right there.
That was pretty unfortunate. But in this article, the writer argues that there's ultimately nothing for ages 18 to 21 to do in Philly that's fun.
Yeah. I mean, they could do stuff that's fun, but just not go to bars and clubs, which is...
Right, which is why they go to the frat.
Well, that's part of the experience, though, I feel like. I don't know, I feel like there should be a place that takes fake IDs, at least one. I feel like every college
has that. I'll correct that. There
okay.
should be a place that just allows 18 to 21.
Yeah, that's a good point. You go to the Post.
I've been to places like that.
You just walk in.
When I was 14, there was a club at the beach that allowed you to come. If your age ended in teen, you could just come.
Okay, gotcha.
And it really was a true club experience.
The beach I go to Manasquan, and there's a club there called the Osprey, and there's this thing called Teen Night.
Yes, that's what it was.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know. I was a little wary of it. I was like, I don't really know what's going on here. I don't like the idea of Teen Night, though. I feel like...
The Teen Night that I went to that I was just referencing was shut down because of weird problems. Because if
yeah.
you think about it, like 1913, what do you have in common?
It was the same thing. It was like such a wide age range.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, maybe even say like 18 plus. That was Pace. Pace would do 18 plus.
Yeah.
And that was, it wasn't good, but it's better than hanging out in your dorm all night or like.
Or you can go to the house party.
You could do that.
Fraternity
party. Let's get that going. Let's get more house parties
more
in this day
house
and age.
Parties. That's what this article should have argued for more.
Okay. Because those are always, I feel like, more fun. You know everyone there.
Yes, I love that.
Like, I mean, nothing wrong with, you know, a stranger, just a friend you haven't met yet. But
that's a good question.
I think there should be time for both. There should be time to, you know, go out, meet new people, but just, you know, have a little gathering. Invite some people who maybe you don't know as well. Have a good time.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
I agree. And because of the fake ID situation, Midnight in the Wicked, which I've heard is a really cool
okay.
bar, club, that's sort of like the Great Gatsby.
That's word on the street. Yeah. I mean, it might be a bit of a stretch. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. Not the same idea, but you can see they have the vision there.
You see the vision?
Yeah.
Well, they implemented TSA level ID screening.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that look like? I'm not sure. I haven't been there, but I guess that's what it's come down to. Either you need to have airport level security or you can bump your age to like 30.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think you gotta just do, like, if you don't have like a beard and you're balding, like, you gotta bring your kid to the club if you wanna come in.
Right.
Sort of thing.
Right, right, right.
That's what it has to be like. You gotta show them like your mortgage when you walk in. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You gotta show that you really like, you need a drink.
Yeah, like, even, oh, you could show that you like graduated college 5 years ago.
Okay, bring your diploma to the bar. You bring your union card.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that indicates you being over
21. That's true. But like, if you've been working all day for the union, like, you can come in. Like, if you deserve it.
Okay.
You've had a long day.
Okay. In perhaps more serious news, the Canvas hack that occurred Thursday, May 7th. I know it didn't affect Drexel as much as it affected some other schools that depend fully on Canvas. Wait, sorry, let me say that again. Because it's Canvas, not Canva.
Yeah, Canva. Canva's the graphic, make a slideshow for class. It's common.
It's hard.
Canva's, I just what you're using it for. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm not really doing anything crazy on Canva.
Okay. Anyways, in more serious news, the Canvas hack that occurred on Thursday, May 7th, was a big deal. For my friends at other schools, at least, it was a big deal. I mean, they were in finals.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So.
How'd that look? Like, they just couldn't do anything? Like, they had to, like,
their teachers emailed them to try to give study materials, but everything from the whole year, all of the materials, the textbook pages that they were assigned, was all in Canvas.
Yeah, that's, I don't know what I would do there.
I always wish we had Canvas. This was one time I was grateful we didn't use it.
Yeah. I don't know. So far, I mean, I have one class on Canvas. It's fine. I mean, it's fine. Well, the thing is, Blackboard is, like, not gonna be no more. Like, it is not, like, a decision on the school that's, like, I guess, I don't know if this is through, like, alternative sources, but, like, from what I'm hearing from reputable sources, Blackboard's, this is probably also, like, public information. So, like, I'm acting like I have, like, the scoop here, but, like, I think it's just, like, yeah. Blackboard's done. They don't have the money anymore, so we're on a Canvas.
That makes sense. Every single school I know uses Canvas.
Yeah. We were probably funding that company, like, just us. Like, they had some dirt on us or something like that.
Like, I'm always thinking of the worst.
Right, you gotta think like that. I mean, you can trust Canvas these days, you know?
That's true. I've written an article about the Penn hack.
Okay.
Into the Penn database last fall. And there were lawsuits against Penn, and then I wonder if Penn would make that into a countersuit against the hacking company.
Okay, yeah, that's hacking fair. Group. Who was suing Penn? Like, students were? Because, like, they're,
students,
oh, okay.
Former students, because all the data was being leaked, and I wonder if that's happening with Canvas, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it really seems like it's that bad. I mean, not for us, it wasn't, like, the most extreme, but, like, yeah, if all of your school's information is on that website and people are just getting into it, like, yeah, I would not be. If I ran a school, I would not be happy. I wonder
if it's altered our decision to switch to Canvas fully in 2027. I mean, I'm sure we have a contract that already we can't get out of.
That's fair.
But I wonder if it's altered our decision at all. I mean, I wonder if there's another way of doing school online digitally.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the modern day, like, you have to have some sort of an option. But I mean, there is people saying, well, we have an opinion article pretty much saying, like, whatever happened to what we had back in the day, where it was just everything was paper and pencil.
Yeah, I talked to my mom and she said they had a floppy disk and you just plug it into a computer in the computer lab, write your paper, and just hope you don't lose the floppy disk. And I was like, wow.
Well, forget about that. I mean, we used to just write out, like, write out 5-page papers. Just,
you wrote out 5-page papers?
Like, man, that might have been a stretch. Probably like 5-paragraph essays.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 pages. I could probably get 2 pages of an essay done before. Actually, that's a problem. I can't even, like, write anymore.
Wow.
I just, like, start to lose it.
Have you had a Blue Book exam?
Not in a while.
I have Blue Book exams.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Often in my political science courses, which makes sense because writing political science essay is probably not hard with ChatGPT, I'm assuming.
Okay, yeah.
Language learning models. So I love it because I feel like people who use AI, obviously they're not learning and it's just a joke. Like, why even at college if you're using it to fully write the essays?
Yeah, that's fair.
And then the people who don't use it then are kind of put behind the ones who are using it. Because their writing is going to be worse. There's going to be errors that AI would have caught if they used it.
Yeah, that's fair. It's also like, I don't know, I feel like it ruins the whole point. Like, you're not really understanding any of the material if you're just using... I mean, that's never like a new argument or anything like that. But like, I don't know, I think there is something to say, like, I felt like I was a better learner when I was in like first grade than I am now. Just because like, it's so easy to... I mean, you know what I'm saying though? Like,
you mean...
I feel like I was more into it. Yeah, that's fair. Like, you had to like show up, like do the work, and there was no way to get around it, which is probably for the best. I mean,
yeah, and so I like those Blue Book exams. I feel like it puts everyone on the same level. And when I've talked to my professors, they've shared that it really shows them who uses AI because the people who always have roughly the same quality level of essays, then they come in, do the Blue Book, and they have a terrible essay that's
interesting.
Basically verging on an F.
Wow, okay.
And so I just think that's so interesting.
I don't know, do you think there is a way? I mean, I really think it's impossible that you go back to just, like, everything is on paper. Like, hand out a piece of paper, like, this is your assignment.
I think it's possible, but...
Okay.
I think it's, like, physically, actually, we would be able to do it, but I don't think there's enough drive from students to do that.
Yeah.
I think students would protest that for sure. And I think, like, I love the idea of this Blue Book. I mean, even though we'll be able to write with ChatGPT if we so please in the future, I think it sets students up to be able to have conversations about political matters or whatever your major is.
Okay, gotcha. Now that makes sense. So
because you have to think on your feet. You can't just go back and erase and add and put in a bunch of AI slop.
Okay, so there's got to be like, there's got to be that mix of both, like, at some point or another.
Yeah,
well, that was the, well, every time, like, ChatGPT goes down, it's just like, that's always the worst time.
Down?
I feel like it goes down like a good amount. Not like it ever gets like hacked, or maybe it does.
You would know.
But I don't know. Well, people I know would be like, this is like, this sucks, having to use down, and be like, finals week, something like that. And that's like the worst thing ever. So definitely an over reliance on it. So I don't know where that middle ground is. Like,
Do people use ChatGPT in your major, in your screenwriting major?
I don't know. Hopefully not for the actual like screenwriting classes, because it's like, what's the point?
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know anyone that does, but I wouldn't be surprised. Definitely for other classes, people venture into
it. Yeah, I would say.
Drexel Sports. Are you a big sports fan?
Nope.
Okay. It's good and bad right now, in case you were wondering.
Okay.
So, rowing, went to the Dadville Regatta, I guess, was it a week ago? Probably by the time it was out, like a week ago. Did amazingly. Men's and women's both won gold medals. I mean, yeah, pretty good. I mean, I guess, yeah, I don't know. People think of Drexel. They're not like, oh, that's a sports powerhouse. But the fact that our teams went up there and did that, good for you guys. Clap it up.
Yes.
Clap it up for the team.
I didn't realize there was 100+ rowing teams at this regatta.
Rowing's like a huge deal. Like, I don't know. Especially like around here. Because like all the teams, like Drexel, of course, Penn, Temple, all these have teams that use like the Schuylkill River. Yeah. So and definitely it's a cool, good thing for your kids. To all the parents out there listening to this, get your kids into rowing as soon as possible and make them train. Like, you need to be going hard on them to be as good as rowing as possible. Cause that's like, if you're good at rowing, you go to Harvard for like free.
Cause I think not that many people row.
Yeah, so I think it's starting to get more. Like,
I think the competition is slim.
That's true.
Slimmer than another sport.
Yeah, like basketball, it's like, you gotta be lucky. We get into basketball. Like, I don't know.
Driven.
You gotta be 6'5", at least, fast. You can get faster. I don't know. Do you think, how tall are you?
5'10".
You think you could become a women's basketball player? Like, say you started training at like 3, could you be in the WNBA by now?
Maybe.
I don't know. Would you want to?
Not for basketball, it's my least favorite sport to play.
But like, if you could be a WNBA player, now when they're making like good money, I was like, all right, like, switch, like, Genie grants your wishes, you're WNBA, you're the best player in WNBA, you're Asia Wilson. You wouldn't do that?
No.
Are you serious?
No.
Why?
I would pick a sport that's outside.
Really? That's your reasoning?
Well, I just don't like basketball. Like, I just don't like it. I don't know why.
If you were getting, like, $1 million a year to, like, play basketball.
Then sure, I guess.
Are you serious? Like, you wouldn't... I would be like, if you told me right now, like...
Would you, if you could be in the WNBA?
Oh, WNBA? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Okay, great. We have our answer there.
That would be cool. I would like that. I thought you were going to say NBA, which your answer to both would be yeah.
Okay.
How do I get $1 million a year to just, like, play basketball?
Right.
As, like, the best one ever? Yeah. I'm taking that deal. I don't care if it's outside. This is what you do. You play basketball for a few months a year, and then you get a house in Cancun, and you stay outside for the rest of the year.
Okay.
And then it, like, sort of works itself out, I would
say. Got you.
That'll be my plan.
Speaking of sports, the Triangle says that tennis is the sport that people need to get into this summer.
Yeah.
And last year, the Triangle recommended... pickleball.
Okay.
This year it's tennis.
I don't know. I'm not a huge tennis person. I mean, I get where they're coming from. Like, it's nice, like, you only need two people, you need two rackets and a tennis ball. And it's nice, you're outside. Would you become a professional tennis player if given the opportunity? You'd be the next Serena Williams tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
More than basketball.
Okay, gotcha. It's still not, like...
People think my name is Serena.
Okay, there you go. That's halfway there.
Yeah, I agree.
The rest you can figure it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you ever play tennis or?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Again, it's not my preferred. My favorite ones are soccer and volleyball, and I feel like there's a theme there. I like a lot of people moving towards one thing.
Okay, you like the teamwork aspect.
Yeah, either teamwork or just me.
Okay.
No partner.
So why not tennis? Oh, well, you're just playing, like, what then, like?
Like, no partner.
Like, golf? Are you a big golfer?
Running.
Swimming. Oh, okay. That's fair. That's
running,
fair, I guess.
Swimming, track. I did hurdles.
Okay, gotcha.
Or, like, a bunch of us are working together. Because if it's a partner, it's kind of just like, oh, like, that's awesome.
But you're not working, like, in tennis, so you're playing against the person. If you're just doing, like, singles, like, one-on-one, like.
Oh.
You think about that? You never cross your mind, like.
I thought you play in partners.
You can do both. Your singles or doubles. But if it's just you, it could be you and another person. Just hit the ball over the net.
Mm.
Like, that would be, you could get behind that?
I could get behind
it. Okay, I got you. I don't know. I see where they're coming from. I think hacky sack is the sport of the summer from what I've seen.
Ooh.
Everyone's playing hacky sack.
I don't know.
Are you tapped into this? Or?
My mom taught me about hacky sacking when I was very young. And
okay.
I thought that it was weird.
Really?
I just had never seen anyone play it.
That's fair. Yeah.
But
it's
now,
like, a little odd. It's like, but now, yeah, now it's everywhere. So it's like, all right, it's a new normal.
Yeah.
But sure. I was like, I was kind of behind it. And then I was driving with my friend one night and we saw like two groups of like five or more kids like playing hacky sack like on the side of the road. And I was like, they were doing too much. Like, they were like falling on the ground and stuff like that.
Wow.
It was like weird. We were like,
but you'll fall on the ground for volleyball. So what's the difference?
100%. It's like, well, that's for fun. Volleyball playoffs, intramural playoffs, I'm going all out for it no matter what. Like,
right.
That means something to me.
Right.
Hacky sack, falling on the pavement. It's going to, like, face down on the pavement and playing hacky sack. Like, you got to get up, dust yourself off.
Right.
Like, you can't be doing that. That's ridiculous. So, other sports news. So, a lot of our, like, star basketball players are leaving, which is, like, the new normal, I guess.
I think it really is, especially with the transfer portals being... more utilized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, it's like, I don't know, like, you can say whatever you want, but, like, you can't hate at all. Like, if you're in a situation, you're, like, a 20-year-old kid, like, here's $1 million, come play basketball for us at, like, a, you know, maybe not as a better school, but, like, you're gonna get a chance to play against the best teams. You can go to the NBA if you play well.
What's that called? Age likeness?
And I, name, image, likeness?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so it's, like, yeah, like, back in the day, maybe it wasn't, like, a major issue, but today it's like, yeah, it's kind of inevitable. We don't have the money to pay for these guys, and you can't blame them. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, would you play D1 basketball? Back to the question from earlier.
I guess so.
You get an offer, Kentucky, it's called Duke.
Sure.
Like, yo, come play basketball for us for $1 million.
Sure. Do you think Drexel should put more money into the basketball program? Because then that might lead to more school spirit and might entice more kids to come. Or is that just too much of a gamble?
I mean, yeah, I guess you could. It's like, first of all, where's the money coming from? But it's also like you know, like Colorado and like Shedeur Sanders and all that? Like, Colorado was like a pretty like run-of-the-mill football school. Then, like, Shedeur Sanders wanted to go there, and then, what's his name? Deion Sanders' dad was going to coach there. So they threw all this money at them, like threw a ton into it. And they were there for a year, well, 2 years. They did fine, and now they're all gone. Well, Deion's still there. Shadur is gone, and they're just not the same program. So it's like...
It changes so much. It's the same as the teams, right?
Yeah.
Like the actual teams in the NBA.
Yeah, like you can do all you want with the money, and hopefully it works out. But I don't know. I think for them, it's like, yeah, the job is to win championships. A school like Drexel, the job is to, you know, give kids an education.
Right.
Which, you know, who knows how much money they even have for that. So they throw all this money at basketball, yeah, hoping that it may work. I feel like it should be, I don't know, you should be able to get local kids to join the team. I think at the very least, which sometimes works, but then... Like Justin Moore, for example, like he was a local kid, came to Drexel, did amazingly, but now he's gone.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you come here, you do good, people are going to see that, and then you're out of here.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know what you do in this situation, but, I mean, it's not just Drexel either. It's like every mid-major, small school from across the country is like losing all their players, and there's nothing you can even do about it. So,
yeah, for sure.
A tough luck.
Yep.
Nothing really have to worry about. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're not getting an offer from, UCLA anytime soon to maybe hacky sack. Maybe you get start running your hack. There you go. Start running your hacky sack. That's gonna be there. You go. This is a good plan right there.
Do you want hacky sacking?
Train your kids like the what's it? Mbappe, Project Mbappe. You know that?
Nope.
So like Kylian Mbappe is like a soccer player, football I guess you say. His parents started training him at like 0 years old. Like out the window, he became the best soccer player in the world.
Wow.
And he became a pretty good soccer player. Started doing that for hacky sack. Hacky sack's gonna be the sport of the future.
Okay.
Every college is gonna have a hacky sack program.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of dollars in scholarships, or NIL, for you to play hacky sack. Start them now. This is good stuff.
NIL for the hacky sacking.
It's gonna happen. Just get ready for it.
To close off, we have here another article about hantavirus and some clarifications, which is that some people think it's similar to COVID, or they fear that it's similar to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And experts have said, time and time again, that it is not similar to COVID specifically because of its infectivity being lower.
Yeah, I mean, COVID was like, if you see someone with it, you're going to get it. And that was like why it was so bad back in the day. But I mean, it seems like it's a lot of the same, like, I don't want to say vibe, but it's like kind of like that. It's like people get the same feeling. And it's hard not to because like your whole life was just upended like 5-6 years ago because of this, so it's like it's definitely gonna be in everyone's mind. But
yeah, I think if this were to happen and COVID had not just happened, people wouldn't think much of it. But then they hear that these people are being quarantined in weird places and shipped and flown across the
world. As soon as you hear quarantine these days, it's like like flashbacks immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
So you really can't blame people for thinking like that, but and it sounds like we're just trying to like we're some like being paid off. Like you're fine, don't worry about it. But like, it really seems, I don't know, are you worried? Are you stressing right now?
I am more stressed about co-op
and
the triangle.
Fair enough.
And going to the Jersey Shore and going hiking.
Yeah, number one priority right there, go to Jersey Shore. This is a Memorial Day weekend episode. This is something you throw on, go to the beach, throw on the tripod, crack open a Coors Banquet.
Yep.
It's a great day right there. That's a dream Memorial Day right there.
I agree. Or watch Drexel Trivia, which I coincidentally also happened to host.
What a world. What a world we live in.
Yes.
Just wrap it up with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Be safe out there. You know, in case in the next few days the hantavirus becomes pretty bad.
Carter!
I don't know. You never know.
Carter!
Stay safe. Wear a mask if you feel like it.
Carter!
Go Dragons!
Bye! Happy Memorial Day!
Happy Memorial Day!